The Concordia Faculty Association is investigating whether recent actions from the university violate academic freedom and their collective bargaining agreement with the school. On September 5th, a memo was sent from the university's vice president, academic Anne Whitelaw. The memo prohibited faculty departments from posting political statements on the Concordia website. Part of the memo said that, quote, "Recent geopolitical conflicts, particularly in the Middle East, have led to an escalation of tensions, leading some faculty and staff to feel unwelcome," unquote. After the memo, the university took down existing statements from department sections of its website. Statements condemning Israel's actions against Palestine were removed from multiple departments, so were older statements on topics like feminism and colonialism. CJLO spoke with a Concordia Faculty Association counselor and history professor, Elena Rozlogova, about her concerns.
Future statements that the departments pass, motions or position statements, are not allowed to be published, which greatly diminishes our ability to participate in university governance and also makes debate at the university very difficult because we're basically muzzled on anything that we want to say as a collective.
As of October, the Faculty Association now has lawyers investigating whether this new policy violates the collective agreement between them and the university. Rozlogova believes the lawyer will find faculty governance has been infringed upon.
If the union pushes back strongly on this memo, I think it may be possible to restore the statements and restore the possibility of future statement.
She calls Concordia's actions censorship at a highly important time.
This is ongoing conflict that we cannot talk about, that's been erased from conversation entirely because of these concerns that some members of our intellectual community may be offended. I don't think being offended is a good reason. It's a good reason to forget about genocide.
Vice President Academic Whitelaw and the Concordia Media Relations team have ignored requests for comment from CJLO about the accusations of censorship or about the continued enforcement of this policy. In the memo circulated in September, Whitelaw cited Concordia's 2022 policy on the use of the university's name as grounds for the statement ban. For CJLO, I'm Adam Innes.